Warning, this show you're about to listen to is toxic. Most people will characterize this show as evil, malevolent, unprincipled, wicked, and pessimistic. And it is all of that and far worse. This is an evil show with evil ideas. This is necessarily so because this show will tell the truth. Truth is always characterized as evil by most members of society. If you fear blasphemy and heresy, if you think certain ideas and images can be dangerous to us, that they can literally bring down curses from heaven, the roars of the giant thing in the sky, then this show can be extremely hazardous to your health. If you are in the censorship business, perhaps the safest course is not to listen to this show at all and just issue a general condemnation of it based on your ideas about what might be found in this broadcast if you had dared to listen to more than 5 or 10 minutes of the eldritch and unhallowed heresy that follows.
Newspapers or the police. Stay tuned to this station for the latest developments.
Your channel is centered.
Prima Materia. K.I.P.
Welcome again. Prepare yourself for the next 60 minutes as I, Alan Maxwell, take you on a voyage. A voyage into the pages of the Illuminati. Tonight's episode, Electromagnetic Madness. Lower the bipolar oscillators into the magnetomodulator.
Your selectors are locked. Your channel is centered. Your selectors are locked. Your channel is centered.
Welcome again. Prepare yourself for the next 60 minutes as I, Alan Maxwell, take you on a voyage. A voyage into the pages of the Illuminati. Tonight's episode, The Evil Show.
This is 88.5.
This is Radio 4.
Hollywood. This is the BBC.
My name is Juliet Sintel.
Joe Vincent. Cheryl DeYoria. Ted Williams.
And you are listening to the
KUOW. KSOL.
KPL.
KDSG.
KSER.
On 97.
Stay tuned to 92.9 FM.
At 98.1.
97.3 FM.
At 98.1. 103.7 FM.
At 98.1.
We're going to continue. We're going to continue.
You know, I mean, it's a little disorderly.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm in the Garden of Eden. With Eve,
she's to international waters,
ravishingly beautiful. And we are uninhibited and guiltless and free. And she looks so lovely.
It began in the early hours of Monday morning.
For me,
lower this morning, retreating from yesterday's strong rally. The Dow Industrials are off about 9 points, with losers in the lead 9-8. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off a fraction. Interest rates on U.S. Treasuries are narrowly mixed following this leg up.
Down 3 basis points, 7.42%. From London Associated Press correspondent Karen Sloan reports the dollar is higher on European money markets. There's not much movement in working right now.
Глобальная коммуникация является эмоциональным выражением чувств, передаваемых посредством звука.
Weltweite Kommunikation, ein bildhafter Ausdruck, vermittelt durch das Medium von Klängen.
Communication globale, vos émotions à travers notre son.
Wereldwijde communicatie, gevoelsuitdrukking overgebracht door het medium geluid.
La comunicazione mondiale, l'espressione emozionale trasmessa per mezzo di suono.
Comunicazione globale, la espressione emozionale comunicata per mezzo del sonido.
Samadhyay ke sabhi jab duniya se baatein karenge.
Sekai kimono denta denta.
I'm engaging the experiment circuits now. Please continue to monitor the frequency. I repeat, I'm engaging the experiment circuits now. Please continue to monitor the frequency. Please stand by. In the chamber. Who are you? Who are you? Can you see me? Where are you? Solar system! Earth! I am transmitting from Earth! Where are you transmitting from? Outside the solar system? My antenna is propagating signals from the electromagnetic spectrum. Do you understand? How can I communicate with you? Words? Numbers? Mathematics? Can you translate your binary pulses into my computer? Try to form your thoughts into word patterns using the binary system. My computer can translate your pulses into my language. My name is Alan Maxwell. I'm transmitting from a station on the third planet around the sun, Earth.
Are you receiving dimensional image?
I'm scanning the electromagnetic spectrum. Coming from somewhere beyond my home. Do you see me?
Very dim. You are in room, electronic room. Do not increase your power. Galaxy orbit contact of planets beyond central system.
We are both breaking the rules. I'm not allowed to transmit into the electromagnetic spectrum because of my federal government. It forbids unlicensed transmissions by such citizens as myself.
I am not allowed to use equipment for exploration.
Do you have a name?
Numbers not same as yours. Four-dimension numbers.
Do you have life?
Not the same. You are carbon cycle. We are nitrogen cycle.
Where you are, do you have death? Death. End of being.
Death is property of carbon cycle in three dimension. No death in our dimension. Electromagnetic waves go on to infinity.
Do my brain waves go on forever?
Yes.
What about wars? Do you have wars? Battles. Atomic bombs.
Forbidden. Reason we are not allowed to contact you. You are danger to other galaxies.
What about God? Do you have a God?
Explain.
An all-powerful being. A force underlying everything.
Electromagnetic forces underlying all.
No. I mean an intelligent force. God.
Electromagnetic force, intelligence, matter, space, time, all the same.
All the same.
Different names. Infinity. Infinity is God. God, infinity. All the same.
Panic grips the civilized world in blood-freezing horror.
Thank you.
brain, it's gone.
That's not all. The entire spinal cord is missing.
Transplant my head onto another body. Transplant my head onto another body.
Prima Materia K.I.P.M. Illuminati Prima Materia K.I.P.M.
Correspondence with KIPM is encouraged. For a full-color QSL card, please send reception reports to P.O. Box 69. Again, P.O. Box 69, Elkhorn, Nebraska. That's Echo, Larry, King, Oscar, Roger, November, Elkhorn, Nebraska, 68022. That's 68022, United States of America.
Nothing wrong with the transmission. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the
K.I.E.M.
outer limits.
This show entitled The Harp Show. Alan Maxwell, calling all listeners with a special urgent advisory bulletin. I have locked myself in the control room of a top secret military laboratory, the very lab that I have been a research assistant in for some time. I wish to share details of the project that I, Alan Maxwell, have been working so hard to bring to fruition. This is Alan Maxwell calling all listeners. In an age in which scientific progress is advancing at a greater rate than the rate of development of spiritual values, scientists are experimenting in areas that project our knowledge and civilization into the future at ever-quickening speeds. On the other hand, this research could bring us back to the Stone Age. It is said that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Governments and gigantic multi-nation corporate bodies are growing so fast, and they wield so much power that they have lost accountability. Organizations, like people, can go insane. I believe that the sanity of a corporate entity is inversely proportional to its size. Our government is a gigantic corporation that is in partnership with hundreds of private corporations to form defense intelligence contractual networks. In order to survive the death of the Cold War, these entities have had to expand their horizons to keep those tax dollars pouring into their coffers. This show is about a government project that the Pentagon is quietly running at a remote outpost in Alaska, the $30 million project euphemistically named HARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, is made to beam more than 1.7 gigawatts, that's billion watts, of radiated power into the ionosphere, the electrically charged layer above the Earth's atmosphere. The HARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Project story, when first viewed from a limited viewpoint, looks like a harmless research project. When viewed from a wider perspective, we begin to see that HARP is a secret undertaking that is not unlike the Manhattan Project. Ionospheric heaters are not new. It was back in 1966. That electrical engineers built a 500 kilowatt ionospheric heater at a site located on the campus of Penn State University. It had an effective radiated power of 14 megawatts. The idea was that they would use two transmitters at the same time as a way of probing the ionosphere. A high power transmitter would heat up a region of the lower ionosphere, while a weaker transmitter would transmit pulses. Thus, the experimenters could study the wave interaction. One note of interest is that Penn State has been paid to do ionospheric modification research continually now for over 30 years. While these projects have lived for some time, Never has a project with such power and implications to the global environment been realized. Put simply, the apparatus will boil the upper atmosphere. How many of you out there knew that Alan Maxwell was once a rock star? That's right, I used to be a rock star. On stage, I would wear a rhinestone G-string, leopard skin pasties, high-heeled sneakers, Kevlar buttock protectors, and a penis tube. While I sang, I would strut around like an angry rooster, gesturing like an evangelical preacher gone mad. I'd stride to the edge of the stage and hang precariously off the front of the proscenium, held by the back of my belt by a fellow band member. I'd be leaning into the audience, my adoring fans, who would climb over one another, reaching out just to touch me, straining to breathe the same air that I exhaled. How wonderful it was to be the object of adulation. Wherever I went, crowds lined up behind barricades, women bursting into tears, shrieking, tearing at their clothes at the sight of me. And me thinking, yes, yes, but knowing, no. No, no, I can't possibly reach into that crowd, to that weeping woman, and take her back to my hotel room. It would be wonderful, but wrong, unseemly. I lived in a mansion on the top of the Hollywood Hills. The rooms were stuffed with expensive antique furniture, Persian rugs. My bedroom had velour walls, a vibrating floor, and a waterbed with a down comforter and satin pillows, filled with the water from the Adriatic. The staff in the house consisted of a chef, a butler, two maids, a footman, a Japanese gardener, and a game warden to keep track of the deer, the foxes, the peacocks, the rhino, the giraffe, and the other exotic animals. I would eat in all of the best restaurants, and I arrived by limo. Stretch limo. I mean an extremely long limo, with carriage lamps outside the doors, a sun deck, several rooms, and a bowling alley. And eventually, I was brought back to the college from which I was expelled to be given an honorary degree. I ascended the dais and gave a speech on the importance of perseverance and hard work. I said, I want all of you students to understand that deprivation and self-denial are central to progress, that nothing is gained without sacrifice. And I spoke to the graduating class, the rings on my fingers, the gold chain around my neck, the rhinestones in my graduation gown, the diamonds set into my front tooth, all reflecting the golden sunshine of that perfect June afternoon, concentrating, focusing, and refracting the rays of the sun in a blinding light show, such that members of the audience had to put on dark sunglasses, shield their eyes with their hands, lifting their commencement programs in front of their faces, some even pulling their gowns up over their head in order to continue watching me through the diaphanous material. And finally, one student burst a blood vessel and began bleeding profusely through one ear.
Streamcom control. Streamcom control. Streamcom control. With the Arecibo Alpha 1. The Arecibo Alpha 1 is calling with a priority urgent data comm. Over.
Syncom control. Syncom control. Syncom control. This is Arecibo Alpha 1. Repeat, this is Arecibo Alpha 1 calling with a priority urgent data comm. Over. Syncom control. Syncom control. Syncom control. This is Arecibo Alpha 1. This is Arecibo Alpha 1 calling with a priority agent data call. Over. Syncom control. Syncom control. Syncom control. This is Arecibo Alpha 1. This is Arecibo Alpha 1 calling with a priority urgent data comm. Over. Syncom control. Syncom control. Syncom control. This is Arecibo Alpha 1. Repeat, this is Arecibo Alpha 1 calling with a priority urgent data comm. Over. Syncom control. Syncom control. Syncom control. This is Arecibo Alpha 1. I repeat, this is Arecibo Alpha 1 calling with a priority urgent data comm. Over.
Arecibo Alpha 1. Arecibo Alpha 1. This is Syncom control. Confirm your attempt to contact Syncom on 6955 kHz. Please provide event level clearance for usage of non-authorized dark frequency.
Syncom control, this is Arecibo Alpha 1. We have a highly unusual event to report. This is of an event level Bravo Delta Delta. Repeat, an event level of Bravo Delta Delta. Sensitive datacom, urgent priority. We have concern over the use of standard secure frequencies due to the nature of the datacom. Over.
Arecibo Alpha 1, roger your event level clearance. We still don't understand your use of 6955, which is a dark frequency.
SYNCOM Control, this is Arecibo Alpha 1. We understand that little official monitoring occurs on this frequency other than maybe some rudimentary pirate radio operators and a few fishing boats. Normal media sources and state departments should not monitor this frequency. Also, the standard defense Eagle 1 bird is currently offline. Over.
Roger, Arecibo Alpha 1. Please proceed with Datacom.
Sorry to bother you, SYNCOM. This is Station Arecibo Alpha 1. We received approximately 30 minutes ago an anomalous intermittent radio source with quasi-monochromatic characteristics. This was on our deep space dish. We also just received confirmation from the VLA array in New Mexico. It should appear that the origin of the radio source is deep space. Repeat, of deep space origin. We initially confirmed that the intensity versus frequency plot shows a vertical spike of unusual significance. It's also quasi-monochromatic. I repeat, it's a quasi-monochromatic signal. Also, the display for intensity versus time shows a set of pulses moving left to right. We believe they represent numbers. Someone is broadcasting numbers from outer space. Over.
Arecibo Alpha 1, this is SYNCOM. It's probably some Air Force interference. I show an AWACS, probably from Kirkland, in your area about 1600 hours. Maybe they're spoofing you for fun.
SYNCOM, this is Arecibo Alpha 1. Negative on default, bogey. Repeat, negative on default, bogey. The parallax on the object clearly represents the profile of a deep space interstellar transmission source. Over.
Arecibo Alpha 1, this is SYNCOM. One other possibility would be a F-29E in your area with active electronic countermeasures. Possible source is within 200 miles of Arecibo.
Negative, SYNCOM, we have clearly established a deep space parallax on the transmission source. We just confirmed the side wheel motion, so it's moving up there as if it's among the stars and not a local Apollo-centric hot object. Over.
Arecibo, have you considered the possibility of a dark?
This is Arecibo Alpha 1. Please explain, Eddie.
Roger, Arecibo. Are you familiar with the fact that several governments have many dark satellites with low radar cross-sections designed to orbit the Earth unannounced and undetected until an hour of noon? Then they would serve as backup for launch detection and communications in nuclear war in case the first line of military satellites get attacked for these purposes were suddenly missing in action. You could be receiving an electromagnetic signature from an unlisted artificial Earth satellite. Over.
SYNCOM, this is Arecibo. We have ruled out any possibility of a dark satellite for the following reasoning. While it is possible for a dark satellite to register its radio signature as being perceived at our processing site as being of extraterrestrial origin, we have also eliminated this possibility using the VLA site. With the VLA, we have established that the object is at least several light years away. We can't be any more precise at this time, but we should have additional data coming in soon. SYNCOM, please stand by.
Thank you.
I repeat, we have a deep space RF bogey. It's at a frequency of around 9 gigahertz, quasi-monochromatic. The bandwidth is a few hundred hertz. It's linearly polarized, and it's transmitting a set of moving pulses restricted to two different amplitudes. Stand by, please.
AirCebo Alpha 1, this is SimCom. Have you reviewed the amplitude time pulses and attempted to plot them out? We want to make sure we don't screw up like Russia did in 74 with the U.S. radar altimeter survey fiasco.
SimCom, this is AirCebo. No, we've just verified it. They're sending primary numbers. I repeat, we have just confirmed transmission point of deep space origin transmitting a string of primary numbers. I'll send you the key next. Listen, we're calling the International Astronomical Union and placing an urgent telegram. We request that you confirm with outside deep space arrays for confirmation via the IAU. Stand by. We're about to receive three transmission source files. The first is a standard decode key for bandwidth and frequency. The second transmission is a copy of the AirCebo Alpha 1 Urgent Presidential Advisory Bulletin. The third file is a portion of the recording of the actual transmission source material. Please forward these top secret to the President's Science Advisor. I repeat, this data along with the following bulletin should be sent immediately to the President's Science Advisor. This is not a drill. This is code Yankee Zulu. I repeat, Yankee Zulu. Presidential advisory bulletin to follow. Bulletin will follow in voice for proper cross edit quality control verification. Please signal when ready to receive. Over.
AirCebo, this is SimCom. Roger the code, Yankee Zulu. We will follow standard protocol for Yankee Zulu presidential advisory policy. AirCebo, this is SimCom. Please begin transmission of source files.
Intermittent radio source at right ascension, 18 hours, 34 minutes, 12 seconds. Declination plus 38 degrees, 41 minutes. Discovered by Joint Telescope Automated Aerial Systematic Sky Frequency, 9.241766.84 gigahertz. Bandpass approximately 430 hertz, bimodal. Amplitudes approximately 174 and 179 jankies. Evidence amplitudes encode sequence of prime numbers. Full longitude coverage urgently needed. Please call collect for further information in coordinating observations. H. Drake, Director of the Joint Telescope Automated Aerial Systematic Sky Survey, AirCebo Radio Observatory. SimCom, this is AirCebo. We're now preparing to send the audio file, the actual transmission source. Stand by for beginning of transmission. Please confirm receipt, SimCom. Over.
Message reception confirmed, AirCebo. Repeat, confirm reception of data content. Message is being routed now. Please stand by for routing to a secured frequency for additional communication. Arecibo Alpha 1, this is CINCOM. Have you had any luck deciphering?
Well, Dr. Drake believes there seems to be an auxiliary sideband channel. It appears there's some sort of additional audio associated with the signal that we're looking into right now. Stand by. CINCOM, we have confirmed a message via continuous wave audio carrier. I'm sending data track now. Please record for additional input into the code Zulu Yankee. We are preparing to punch it up and patch it over to the transmitter now. Please stand by. Stand by. This is Arecibo Alpha 1, beginning transmission now. Thank you.
Please confirm receipt, SINCOM. Over. Please confirm receipt, SINCOM. Over.